Today's message, we have the power.
Amen.
We have the power. Now, this is something that we've got to get into our understanding that we have the power already. Now, let me read something. You might have heard this before somewhere quite recently, actually. But let's take a look. This is Luke 10 and verse 19. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Listen to that again. You've already got the power. This is Jesus that was speaking here in Luke, and he gave it to you. He gave you this power. Now, he was saying this to the 70 that he sent out. He sent them out to do the work of the kingdom, to work the works of the kingdom, to fulfill his ministry, and he sent them out. And so, this is what he said to them. Listen to this again. And he said this to you also. When you received him, this is what he's saying to you. He's saying, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing shall by any means hurt you because you've got power over it.
Amen.
Now think about the world and think about things that sometimes happen to you in the world or happen to other people. They don't happen to you because nothing hurts you. Because he says, you've got the protection from that. And there's nothing that can come against you. And I like how he says that. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing. That means no thing. No thing can hurt you guys. Do you got that understanding? We need to get that understanding in the inside. We need to understand that there is nothing that can hurt you. We have to realize that you've already got the victory. You are victors. You've already won the battle. You've already won it, but you've got to start to walk around throughout your day understanding that I've got the victory over this. I've already defeated this. I've already got the victory on this. I've already got the power to overcome this. It doesn't matter whether it's sickness. It doesn't matter whether it's some person. It doesn't matter what situation it is that's coming against you. You've already got it. You've already got that power. You know, we could ask the question, why did the lions not eat Daniel? Remember Daniel in the lion's den? He's throwing in. These lions were hungry. They hadn't been fed for a little while. They were hungry. Ooh, look, fresh meat. Daniel gets dropped in there. And yet the lions do not eat him. Because Daniel already had the power over this situation. Nothing could hurt him. Nothing. Not even lions that were hungry that had not eaten for who knows how long could hurt Daniel.
Amen.
You see that? He was already protected because he already had the victory over them. So now think about this in your life. There's nothing that can hurt you. It doesn't matter what situation arises. It doesn't matter what kind of circumstances are around you. Nothing can hurt you. You're protected in all ways. You have the authority over it. You need to know this. Now, we've been working on developing our faith, getting our minds renewed to the faith so that we can walk around like this. I want to see you guys begin to walk in the world with this understanding. Everywhere you go, knowing that nothing can hurt me. That I've got authority over all the enemy. That there's nothing that can come against me. That's the power that you have in Jesus Christ. Say amen to that.
Amen.
That's the power that you've got. See, as we develop and renew our minds in faith, what that does is it helps us to understand that we are children of the light. That we are in the light. And when you are of the light and you have received the Spirit of God, which is in alignment with faith. Faith is in alignment with the Spirit of life. Then there's nothing that can come against you. So we have to renew our minds so that we're always there. Now if we get into fear, imagine if Daniel got into fear in the lion's den and thought, oh boy, these lions are drooling, these lions are growling, these lions are showing their teeth, these lions are hungry. And he began to feel fear about that. Uh-oh. I'm in big trouble. Now he would have entered not the spirit of life. He wouldn't have been with the spirit of life. He would have been with the spirit of death. Fear is associated with the spirit of death. And for all who are under fear, they are under the spirit of death, and death will come to them. It has to. But we have been delivered out of that. And we have been delivered into the kingdom of God, which is the kingdom of light. And in the kingdom of light, we walk by faith. And when we have faith, we now have the spirit of life, not the spirit of death. We have the spirit of light. And darkness has no power over us. And that's where Daniel was walking. Daniel was walking in that same spirit that when he entered that lion's den, there was no fear, because he had total and complete faith. He wasn't walking by sight. He did not see that these lions are hungry. He did not see that these lions are drooling. He did not see that these lions haven't eaten for a long time. He saw what I read here that Jesus said. Let me read it again. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. And I'm sure that is exactly what was ringing in Daniel's mind, because I believe the Lord was speaking to him saying, nothing shall hurt you, Daniel. You're a servant of mine. You're a servant of the Lord. Nothing shall hurt you. And that's what we've got to get our minds renewed to that. Do you have times where you get afraid still? Do you have times where you get upset and you think, oh man, this isn't working. This isn't going to happen. Do you get like that sometimes? It's because we still have mixed signals in the brain. Now, our spirit has already been made anew. We're new creatures in the spirit. We've already got the Spirit of God. That's the spirit we've received, a spirit of love, a spirit of power, a spirit of a sound mind. That's the spirit we got when we invited Jesus into our hearts. And now we've got that. Amen. Say amen to that.
Amen.
We've already got that. But our minds need to be renewed so that they see in the same way. Because the mind gets old, some of it, still thinking old things. It's thinking about the worldly ways. It's thinking about how it used to be, rather than thinking about the way God is thinking. And we got to get our mind renewed, knowing by no means nothing can hurt you. Nothing can hurt you. We've got to get that set up on the inside so we can do that. Now, in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, it says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience with your obedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Now, what I believe Paul is talking about here in 2 Corinthians, he's talking about getting a rein and control on our mind. Because our mind can run away with things. Our mind can run off and start worrying and thinking, uh-oh, worst case scenario. And we start to go down that path and we imagine all the things that people are going to say and all the things people are going to do. And our mind is running wild. And we've got to rein it in. We've got to do what Paul is saying here. Get it under control and now hold it. And do not let it run wild. Do not let the mind run wild like that. But get it back under faith and say, no, what is God saying? Listen to what he's saying. Now think about it in that context as I read it. Think about it that when your mind sometimes gets running away, right? Think about it. This is what he's talking about. Reining this in. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God. See, God has given us, faith. He has given us victory already in Jesus' name. We've already got that. For pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments. See, we often are creating arguments in our mind. Yeah, worst case scenario, you start arguing about how this is going to work or how this is going to go. But it's been made for casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. See, sometimes we have ideas in our mind and we think we know better than what God knows. But don't let anything that goes against the knowledge of God stand in this mind. Get into the Word. Let's renew the mind so that we can get it back into control. This is what I believe Paul, we can apply this to other things too, but in this context, I really believe that Paul is talking about our minds. We need to get them renewed because we already have a power beyond the flesh.
Amen.
Beyond the carnal, you have a power in you. You already have it to conquer things. But your little mind can get in the way and start creating arguments. Your mind can have knowledge that's against the knowledge of God. And we've got to cleanse that out. The Spirit's already been made anew. We've already got the new Spirit. We're a new creature in Christ. Now we just got to bring the mind up to speed. And that's what we're doing. And that's what I think Paul is talking about here. And he says in verse 6, "And being ready to punish all disobedience with your when your obedience is fulfilled." So cleansing that out. Get rid of it. Don't let it sit there. Stop it. Cut it off quick. Don't let your mind run for a whole day or two or a week about worrying about something that probably never ends up happening. You know, a lot of times that happens. We got to stop it. Stop it right there. Get it under control. Rein it in. Using the Word of God, using the knowledge of God. Any knowledge you think your mind is God, counteract that with the knowledge of God. God's knowledge is truth. God's knowledge is light, and it will bring you back into the Spirit of life. It will bring you out of fear and back into the life of God. It'll bring you out of the darkness and into faith. When we use His knowledge, His words, His truth is light, and it'll bring you back in there when you use it. You just have to do it. Now, I'm not saying that everything's going to be smooth sailing all the way and you're never going to have a problem when you're in the kingdom of God. There are times where we are going to come up against things that need our attention. We're going to come up against problems. But how do you deal with those problems is the question. How do you face them? Do you get all worried and afraid and start slipping back into the kingdom of darkness? Or do you stand in the light? As you were made of light, you are the light of God. And this is what here it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:5. You were all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. 1 Thessalonians 5:5, it says that. You are of the light. Say amen to that.
Amen.
That's who you are. You can't do anything about it.
Amen.
You're made of the light.
Praise God.
That's how God made you.
Amen.
And He wants you to stand in it. And even when things happen in life, because we live in this dualistic society right now, where yes, we can choose to be of God, but there are people and events and situations that are not of God. And sometimes the people of God come up against the stuff that's not of God. And now you're faced with a challenge. Last week, Liza and I were faced with a challenge. You know, we're people of God, and we live by faith. But it does not mean that we don't have challenges. It does not mean that we go through every week smooth sailing, no problems whatsoever. Challenges come along. But we continue to do what we're sharing with you guys, and we use faith. We use the power of God to overcome those challenges. Now, what happened was, we went into a cell phone store to find out if we were ready for, if it was time for us to get upgrades. You know, every once in a while on your cell phone, a certain time passes and you're eligible to get an upgrade on your phone. So you can get a newer phone. And, you know, so we went and asked, and the sales clerk we were talking to said, "Yeah, you're up for it, no problem." Oh, great. You know, we went on to ask a bunch of questions. Would our contract change? What would we have to pay? We're eligible for this, right? Yes, you're eligible for this. Oh, you won't have to pay anything. No, your contract won't change. All you're going to pay is some taxes and activation fees. And we were like, okay, that sounds good. And basically, this store clerk lied to us probably like at least 20 times, straight to our face, flat out, just to make a commission. We didn't know this at the time. We believed them. We were like, oh, okay, great. They were looking in the computer. Oh, yeah, no problem. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, all you're going to have to pay is that. And so we're like, okay. So we got our cell phones and we paid what they said, which was, you know, it would seem reasonable to us. And as we were walking out of the store, though, I love how God is always there for His people. God is always there watching over His people. And at that moment, a lady comes bursting through the door. "Oh, man, you charged me all this extra money on my bill. You said I didn't have to pay for this phone anymore. Now I got all this extra fees coming up. And I don't know why you guys are lying every time I turn around." Bells went off in our head. Uh-oh. What did we just get? Because we got a bag full of new phones and we're thinking everything's cool. And now we hear this. I immediately got on the phone and I called our carrier, and I said, did my contract just get changed? Do I have to pay more stuff than I know about? And sure enough, they said, yeah, your contract's completely different. You're on a whole new contract, and you're going to have to pay for those phones X amount of dollars for the next 24 months, every single month. And I'm like, what the? That's not what we agreed to. So we went back into the store, and we said, okay, excuse me, but... is this true? Because I just talked to the company and they said it is. Well, finally, this lady still continuing to lie that yes, she told us all about this. Yes, we're on a new contract. Yes, this is the truth. And I said, well, what can we do about this? Because that's not what we agreed to. And she said, well, nothing you can do about it. You saw it. You agreed to it. Well, we said, no, I'm returning the phones. We're going to return the phones. This isn't right. She said, you can't return the phones. We said, no, we're returning the phone. No, you can't return the phones. And then she said, you'd have to pay $200 restocking fee to pay to return these phones. We're like, what? This is crazy. So I call up the company again, and I say, what's going on here? I need to return this. And at first, I'm talking to them. They're like, okay, yeah, this is crazy. You're right. And then they talked to her, and then I got back on the phone with them. They said, no, you're going to have to pay that. I'm like, what? Do you understand me? This is a challenge here, people. I'm thinking, what the? Something's going on here. I don't know what's happening. We went home. We began to pray. We knew right away. We said, God is going to get us out of this. God has already fixed this. God has given us a lot of options to get this turned around right now. We began to proclaim it and praise it. We began to speak the words of faith over this situation. We said this situation is going to be turned around. We said all things are subject to change. We said that we've got the power here, and this will not stand in Jesus' name. We went back in that store I think it was the next day, and they said, oh, no, you no problem. You could return it, but you can't return it today because the manager's not here. So we were like, okay. We went out to celebrate because we already knew we had the victory. So we went out and we celebrated the victory that we already got this. And we came in the next day. And luckily we have a lawyer that's a daughter that's a lawyer. And she looked at, now we didn't have any contract. All we had was an invoice for the phones that we got, receipt. And on the back of that, she had read there and she said, no restocking fee shall apply. And so we went back in the store a third time now, and we'd already celebrated our victory, and we walked in and said, okay, we're here to exchange these phones. Well, this lady happened to be there that we had dealt with the first time. She comes running over. Oh, no, 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 no. I already talked to these guys. No, they can't bring it back without paying some money. We're like, I don't want to talk to her. I want to talk to the manager. I'm talking to him already. Send her away. No, she's right there in your face. Oh, no. But we're saying, hey, look, I just want to return these phones. I know it's within my right. It says right here that I can return them. The manager now pulls out the paper. He underlines something. He highlights. He says, no, see, it says right here you have to pay $100 to restock these if you're going to return them. At that point, I said, let me show you something. Because I got friends in high places. And I showed him the line that said, no restocking fee shall apply. At that point, they gave us our refund. We got a full refund for everything. But see, we had to proclaim the victory. Obviously, these people were not of the light. These people were of, see, if you're lying, that's of darkness. And there are people out in the world that are of darkness, but we're not of darkness, we're of the light. And we know that being of the light, nothing can come against you. We know that we already have the victory. It doesn't matter what tricks they play. It doesn't matter what they underline. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter what kind of tactics. It doesn't matter if they haven't fed the lions. Amen. Say amen to that.
Amen.
You've already got the victory. So what I'm saying is you're going to have challenges in your life and you're going to run into people that are of the darkness. But you are of the light. And nothing by any means can harm you. You've already got the victory. And you've got to renew your mind to see that as you're walking in the world, you have the victory already. I love the fact that, number one, God warned us about this as we were walking out. He told us something's not right when he had this lady come in. Number two, we were already celebrating and praising God before it was completely finished. Why? Because it already was finished. It already was finished before it ever started. We had the victory and we received it. Now, as you guys go out into your life, you're going to run into situations, but you don't have to worry. You already have the victory. You already are of the light. You have the spirit of life. Do not let the fear come upon you and slip you into the darkness. Do not let the worry come upon you, which is fed by the fear, and slips you into the darkness, because then you're under the spirit of death. And death means you're defeated. It means you won't have the victory. You've got to stay in faith. So we're renewing that mind to say that. Let me go down here and take a look. Here's another verse. This is a good one too. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Doesn't matter how they form the weapon. Doesn't matter if it's words. Doesn't matter if they're whispering behind, trying to plan something behind you. Doesn't matter what kind of thing they're planning. It shall not prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. Amen. Why shall you condemn it? Because you've got the authority. Amen. If something of darkness rises up in your life, it's your job to speak the words of truth and the words of light and condemn that. Put it down. Put it in its place. Not by getting angry, but by speaking the words of life. The words of the Spirit, meaning the words of God, and you proclaim that over that person, over that situation, over that circumstance, so that the light can prevail. We already have that victory. Let's use it and let it come to the surface. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. Say amen to that.
Amen.
This is you guys. This is who you are. You are victors. You walk in the light. You have the spirit of life on the inside. It's your heritage, says the Lord. That's who you are. And nothing shall prosper against you. As long as we walk in the light and we're filled with His goodness, nothing shall prosper. Because you are children of the light. You are children of the light. Now here it says, is another good one. Now, this is in Psalms 91, verse 3. Here's another one you might want to hang on to. This is a good one. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. We know who the fowler is. And from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. If you haven't guessed yet, they're talking about God here protecting and watching over you. His wing is over you, his feathers, his shield, and his buckler. You know, your refuge is his truth shall be your shield and buckler. And you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilent that walks in the darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. See, he's saying, don't fear. You don't have to fear anything because you are of the light. You are of faith. When you're in faith, when you get your brain renewed in faith, there is no fear. There is no fear in you. There is only power and love and a sound mind.
Amen.
There is confidence in you. There is strength in you to overcome every situation and every obstacle because it's already been defeated in Jesus' name. Verse 7, 1,000 may fall at your right side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you.
Amen.
It shall not come near you. So what God is telling us, what is it that I'm trying to get across to you today? I'm trying to say that there's nothing that can come against you. There's nothing that can stand against you. It doesn't matter what it is. If you remember Elijah, remember the prophet Elijah, he was one prophet, the only prophet of the Lord left, and there were hundreds of prophets of Baal. He was the only prophet left. How did he defeat them? He didn't go into fear, he stayed in faith. God spoke to him and put him back in faith, and once he was in faith, now he was of the spirit of life. And there was no way that the spirit of darkness could have power over him. Light always has victory. Light always defeats darkness. Good always prevails over evil. And we know that because Jesus has already prevailed over all the darkness of the world. And so it has no power over you. You have power over it. You have power over the darkness. You have power over the sickness. You have power over the fowler. You have power over the pestilence. You have power over whatever tries to come against you and stop you from succeeding and fulfilling the purpose and the dream that God has put in your heart. Because God has already equipped you with that. Let's go back to that verse where he said that, "Behold," this is Jesus, "I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy." Over all the power of the enemy, you have authority. "And nothing shall by any means hurt you." He has given you that power already. It's yours. Now you just have to walk in it and receive it. Elijah was walking in that power. And as a result, it didn't matter that there were hundreds against one. It doesn't sound like a fair fight, hundreds against one, unless you know that it's light against darkness. And you know that light always conquers darkness, that good always conquers evil, that the spirit of life always prevails over the spirit of death. And for those who have the spirit of the Lord on the inside, you already have the spirit of life on the inside. And now we're renewing the mind to be filled with the faith so that you know who you are. Because you already are the victor. You just got to get your mind caught up so you know that. Because when you start to walk around in it and say, "I am the victor.
I am the victor.
I am the
victor.
I am the victor.
I am the victor.
I am the victor in all situations.
I am the victor in all situations."
And now when you start to walk around with that kind of thinking in your mind, knowing that this is who the Lord made you to be, he created you like this from the foundation of the world, and he reestablished it when the Lord came and walked on the earth, and you said, "Yes, I receive you, Jesus." It was reestablished that you have all authority in heaven and earth in Jesus' name. It's been given to you. Now walk in it. And the more you walk in it, the more you will see the victories in your life. As I said, I'm not saying that there aren't going to be situations that come up, but you've already been equipped to overcome them. You've already been given weapons beyond carnal or flesh weapons. These are mighty weapons for tearing down all that stuff that tries to stand against you. And it has no power against you. You have the power in Jesus' name. You have the light in Jesus' name. Now all you need to do is believe. Believe I have the power. Believe that I have the strength. Believe it. Believe it in Jesus' name that you have it and you will walk in it. Now and forever. Amen.
Amen.